Encore with Claire O'Brien, arts and entertainment for the Midlands.
And you're very welcome this evening to Encore. In a break when I look out the window here between the showers. But we have lots to brighten your evening this evening on Encore on Midlands 103. 083 3010 103. The Lamb Brothers Midlands 103 text line if you'd like to get in touch. And Encore at midlands103.com. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. The All-Ireland Confined Drama Festival takes place in Mount Melligh next week. In fact, this very hour, next Thursday, Harvest Moon Theatre Group will be putting the last touches to the stage, the costumes and the makeup. And the crew at Mount Melligh Community Arts Centre will be getting ready to invite audiences from all around the Midlands and indeed all around the country to some of the best amateur drama in the country. And we'll have Shea Flannery with us in studio very shortly to tell us all about what we can look forward to. Kieran Goss is one of our foremost singer-songwriters and he does a mean live show. He's actually on stage tonight as it happens, but before the curtain draws back, he will join us ahead of his gig in Tullamore this week. And felt making is a craft that we don't often hear enough of, but there is a Felt Makers Guild of Ireland and there is a new book about felt making in Ireland. I've been chatting to one of the authors and it's been a fascinating chat and I hope I'll get time to bring that to you this evening, but we will have some music also on the show tonight. So that is all what is to come, please God, on the show later on. But before we go any further, I do want to give you a little update on what is happening around the Midlands over the next while. And as I say, 083 3010 103, the Lamb Brothers Midlands 103 text line. And of course, don't forget that we have the email address encore@midlands103.com. Do get in touch if there is something happening in your area in the arts that you would like to let me know about. What is happening? Tonight at Mullingar Arts Centre, there is a Here Comes the Girls Nights. It's a celebration of singer-songwriters from Gloria Estefan to Cher to Madonna, Lady Gaga, many more. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And tomorrow night in Mullingar, the music continues with back to the 80s kind of musical celebration. So music from the 80s. And also, if you're an 80s fan, that sounds like it's going to be a night of singing in the aisles. For something completely different in Mullingar on Sunday, you can catch the Chamber Philharmonic Europe performing music from Bach, from Mozart and from more. MullingarArtsCentre.ie has all of the information there for you. On Saturday night in Athlone, Brezzy is asking, Where is My Mind? At the Dean Crow Theatre. And tomorrow night at Tour Art, Conal Gallen wants you to brace yourself, and that is his one-man show. On Saturday night, there is a very special musical performance at the Dunamace Theatre. Lisa Hannigan, Paul Noonan and Gemma Hayes will be there. And also on Saturday, as I mentioned a little bit earlier on, there will be live music at the Esker Arts Centre as Kieran Goss and Annie Kinsella come to perform music from Oh the Starlings, and that is their debut duo album. We're going to hear a little bit from that album a little later on, but before we go any further, we are going to take a tune from the absolutely superlative Lisa Hannigan, who's just fantastic, isn't she? This is What'll I Do? You're listening to Encore on Midlands 103. The superlative Lisa Hannigan, who is on stage in the Dunamace Theatre this weekend. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be chatting to the legend that is Shea Flannery, who was with me here in studio to talk about the All-Ireland Confined Drama Festival, which kicks off this night week in Mount Melligh. Stay with us.
Encore. Thanks to Find Local Jobs. Take training seriously. Find great courses in your area now at findlocaljobs.ie.
And you're listening to Encore on Midlands 103. 083 3010 103 is the Lamb Brothers Midlands 103 text line if you'd like to get in touch. And Encore at midlands103.com. We'd love to hear from you. Well, normally at it's a little bit late in the year for us to be talking to the man who's sitting in front of me at the moment, because generally we'd be having a chat in March ahead of the Mount Melick Drama Festival, but they've decided to put that aside for this year and move on to bigger and better, more exciting things, which takes us to April and a visit in the studio of Shay Flannery. Shay, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Claire.
So we were talking to Noreen a couple of weeks ago on the programme, Noreen Savage, and she explained about the background to the All-Ireland Drama Festival. But it must feel strange for you to... Normally you'd be done and dusted by now.
We would be done and dusted. Usually we're finished by the second Friday in March. And whoever comes out of our festival will then go through to the All-Ireland. But this year we're at the end of the pile, that everybody has been working through festivals to get to Mount Melick. And we consider that an honour for the groups as well. And they do as well. They have been with us already for the draws, which were done last week, which selected the nights that each group was on. The facility we have there, they're in awe. Some of them hadn't been there before. A lot of them would have come to us, to our own festival. They know us and we know them quite well.
Yeah.
Some of them who hadn't seen the venue before. And the venue is... It's as good a venue as you'll get anywhere for amateur drama, with over 400 seats in it and fantastic facilities.
Yeah, and some of the best acoustics in the country.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
And the late Mihála Súrawán came into it to do a concert.
That's
and just
right.
Tapped his hands and said, wow.
Yeah.
So if he gives us the imprimatur, then I know we know we have what we have there, and there's a lot of work done to maintain it and to make it very presentable for people. So for anyone who has never been in Mount Melick at the festival in the community arts centre, it's known as the concert hall, the venue itself, then they're in for a treat.
They are indeed. So we have a running order of plays.
We have a running order indeed, Claire. We're starting out this night week with a play called Now and Then. It's been presented by the Harvest Moon Theatre Group from Claire Morris. And a very short little note on this would be something that happens after last call one night in the local pub. Mm-hmm. And just as the closing time comes, a stranger comes in and offers the couple $2,000 to sit and have a drink with them. Who wouldn't take that?
Well, there's the question.
The trio swap stories, and Jamie considers the decisions he faces about this, his musical career and his future, and his girlfriend Abby. The young couple begin to realise that this older man is unusually interested in their choices. And then there is a further entry into it.
Okay.
There's mystery in this.
So it sounds
it's
exciting.
A comedy drama. And it looks like something that's going to be quite a good opener for the festival.
Very good. Have Claire Morris been in Mount Melick before?
Claire Morris have competed in our own festival before.
Very good.
And so we're delighted to welcome them back, so we are.
And Glenn and Maddie have often been in Mount Melick before.
Glenn
I think they're old hats in Mount Melick, I think, aren't they?
They're old hats in Mount Melick. They mightn't like us calling them old hats. But anyway.
The play they're doing is The Outgoing Tide. And I have a notion, I saw this a few years ago, could be even 10 years ago, at the All-Ireland Drama Festival. And it's a beautiful play. It is.
It's the character Gunnar. His mind is deteriorating. Mm. He can't remember words, mistakes the microwave for a television, and sometimes doesn't even recognise his own family. And that sort of, it is one of these, it's one of these life and death sort of plays.
Yeah.
And Alzheimer's plays a big part in it. And it's very topical,
yeah,
and that sort of, because it's something that affects people,
yeah,
affects families as time goes on. Yeah. That sort of, as some of us approach certain years, we're getting a little bit afraid of it. But anyway,
but it is a beautiful play,
it's a lovely play
about family and relationships and love, and it's very moving. It is also, from my recollection, because I can vividly picture the stage as it was in Athlone, it is a stunning set. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how they'll put that together. The one thing on Saturday night is The Same Old Mood by Geraldine Aron.
Moon. Yes.
And this is from Sliabh Átha Drama.
It's what's described as an evocative comedy. Shows the scenes in the life of Brenda Barnes, an aspiring writer. We follow her from age 9 to her 40-ish and see through her eyes her eccentric and sometimes fiery Irish family, her willful and self-destructive dad, her put-upon, sometimes hot-tempered mum, and many others. A charming but not uncritical look at the family life with some wonderful acting roles in it.
Fantastic.
It's a play that has been on the circuit for quite a while, and it's a smashing play.
Yeah, you've seen it a few times,
I have seen the play, and
okay.
It is an absolutely lovely play. And it's an interesting play, and there's probably parts of the play that will probably touch everybody who'll be looking at it.
Very good, very good. One that I remember seeing when I was, as I said this to Noreen, far too young probably to have been seeing it, sitting in one of those red velvet chairs in the art centre, as it in the concert hall, as it was then when I was a small kid, is Agnes of God, which was for a long time, you could be guaranteed to see it in Mount Melick almost every year.
And it did appear in Mount Melick quite a few times. Hasn't appeared for
a long time,
for a while, but
yeah.
Tells the story of a novice nun who gives birth but does not believe she has. The child is found dead, and the psychiatrist and the mother superior in the convent clash during the resulting investigation. The title is a pun on the Latin phrase Agnes Dei, I am God.
Yeah.
It's powerful stuff.
It is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It is powerful stuff. Absolutely. And that's coming to us from St. Patrick's Drama Group in Westport.
Westport. So, yeah, it's really interesting just looking through the locations that many of these groups are coming from. We've had a few from the West now.
I think we have five plays from the West.
Five from the West. And then
Claire
a few
Morris,
from the North.
Claire Morris, Danny Maddy, Steve Artie. We'll call them the West, Westport, and the next one after that is Faith Healer, and that's coming from Dads in Galway.
Okay.
And that's, of course, this has been described as one of the 100 most significant plays of the 20th century in a poll conducted by Royal National Theatre and named by The Independent as one of the 40 best plays of all time. It's four characters and or three characters, and it's all monologues.
Yeah,
but it's Brian Friel. It's powerful stuff.
It is, and it is one of those, isn't it? That it crops up every few years on the national stage and then on the amateur stage.
I think it has just done a run in London.
Yeah, and I saw it. Actually, I saw it online over COVID, and Michael Sheen played the part of the Faith Healer, and
yes.
It was, even watching it on a screen, it was a filmed theatrical performance. Oh my, it was magnificent.
But it is, and if you have strong actors, and all of these that get to All Ireland are strong actors.
They are strong actors.
You will see, some wonderful stage work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, a play that's going to require wonderful stage work and wonderful acting is Enda Walsh's New Electric Ballroom, because this is the one that set his career, and that indeed of Cillian Murphy, I think, wasn't it? And Catherine Walsh, stunning actress, Catherine Walsh.
Yes. It's trapped in the memories of their youthful nights at the New Electric Ballroom. Sisters Breda and Clara reflect on lost love and what might have been. And as they reminisce, their younger sister looks to reignite Breda and Clara's spirits and resurrect the smallest glimmer of love and hope in the remote fishing village. It's an absurd fable and the effects of small town life. Enda Walsh, he wrote this, he won the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with this in 2008, and it has confirmed him as one of Ireland's most distinctive and dynamic writers of the modern era.
And that's performed by Newtown Stewart Theatre Company.
Newtown Stewart are coming from the north of Ireland.
Yeah.
That sort of, we don't get many groups from the north of Ireland who apply for our festival because of the distance. But this time,
you have two. And that's one of them is the next one, which is Enniskillen.
The next is Enniskillen with an old favourite, we have to say, in Mount Melick, The Lonesome West, by Martin McDonagh, part of the Connemara trilogy, which includes The Beauty Queen and the
Skull, and
Skull
Connemara.
Of Connemara. And it's brothers arguing with one another, whose father has just died, and one Valine is only interested in his religious ornaments and drinking poutine. Coleman's only interested in eating and attends funerals to collect free sausage rolls and vol-au-vents. Arts. And it's a powerful piece. The McDonagh's plays have worked very well on the stage here and has been part of nearly every festival in the country for the last number of years. And it looks as though that they will continue to do that as
well. Yeah, they surely will. And then on Thursday night, we have Hooked from Gillian Grattan. This is a play that I don't know.
Well, I'd say you're not the only one. Trapped in memories of their youthful nights. Sorry, that's the Electric Ballroom. We're sort of Hooked, yes. I have it here in front of me. Attractive young Dubliner Liddy retreats to a small country village in an attempt to escape from her past and reinvent her future. She moves in next door to Tom and Mary, typical country neighbours, or are they? Lydia quickly becomes the object of curiosity, not only to Tom and Mary, but the community at large. Tension mounts between the two women, setting in motion a gripping and unexpected chain of events that threatens to expose the secrets and that lie beneath the surface in this small, close-knit rural community. And it's a play that has 8 wins, I believe, on the circuit.
Wow. Okay, so that is going to be...
every festival they entered, they won it.
So that puts them in the favourites position, perhaps.
Well, I suppose if you...
You never know on the nights. Different people have different performances.
Sort of, the National is on Saturday as well, and we'd all like to pick the winner of that too. But never mind the sort of... And on the final night, we have Clon Mocha from Kilchimock with a play, Stolen Child.
This is from Barbara Nicrieve and Yvonne Quinn.
Yes. It's a humorous but moving Stolen Child, the story of a woman adopted at birth and enlists the help of a colourful private detective to search for her mother and uncover the secrets of her family history. And what starts as a personal odyssey for Angela to discover the secrets of her family soon becomes a fascinating exploration of one of the darkest chapters in the history of modern Ireland. There's fun in this.
Mm.
There's 4 characters in it. There are 4 strong characters, but there's pathos in it as well, and it highlights what we have seen happen, where children were born and all of a sudden mother did not know where they were gone.
Yeah.
And but it's well written. It's well written. It's a fine. It's a fine. We're delighted with what has qualified to come to us.
It's a super program, isn't it? Whatever your interest in theatre is, there's something there that you'll enjoy.
There's something there, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to there on the 9 nights, you're in for a huge entertainment.
Yeah. So if I want to be there, the season tickets are gone, I think, aren't they?
Season tickets are sold.
So tell us, if I want to go to one of the plays on one of the nights, how can I do that, Shay?
Well, I suppose life moves on. Some of us are analogue people in digital worlds and we're lost. But someone who would be on the same, would be a little bit better than me at it now, said that they found it the easiest festival or the easiest booking. It's on the Mount Melick Drama Festival.ie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a festival programme for 2024. The list of plays, each play has a tab to book a ticket. And a little gold thing will come up, book a ticket. So you can pick your own ticket. It will offer you a ticket. It might offer you a ticket in the front seat, but you might not want that. So you can bin that and it will show you all the seats available. You can pick a ticket there and go through with it.
Okay.
Now, we also welcome walk-ins, which we have always done. And there is a limited number of tickets at the door, and we will put it up on the website how many tickets are available or what tickets are available on a particular night.
Okay.
And I'm in discussion with one of your excellent presenters here in Midland Radio 3 who may facilitate or may be able to facilitate us with that as well. We have to discuss it a little bit further. I have no doubt Midland Radio 3 have always been very good to us. And also this year we're delighted to welcome Walker Ewart as our adjudicator. He's from the north of Ireland. He's an OBE and he's an extremely experienced adjudicator. So the level of entertainment and the level of participation is up there.
up there. Fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing all about it over the next little while. Shay, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
Claire,
and
thank
wish you,
for
you a
the
great
opportunity.
Festival. It's been a pleasure. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it will be to Kieran Goss. Stay with us here on Encore on Midlands 103.
Encore, with thanks to Find Local Jobs, your perfect source for jobs and training in the Midlands and beyond. Kickstart your career at findlocaljobs.ie.
Midlands 103.
And you're very welcome back to Encore. It's all biz and all go on the show this evening. We have live from the stage that he is about to go on in Douro in County Leash. He's performing at the Hideout tonight with Annie Kinsella, and that is Kieran Goss. Kieran, you're most welcome to Encore this evening.
Thank you very much, Claire. Lovely to talk to you.
And to you too. Brave man to be on air half an hour before you go on stage. But I suppose this is old hat to you, isn't it? Coming on to getting on stage is just where you're probably in your zone.
It's all part of the crack, really. You know, I'm not one of those people that kind of hides in the dressing room, you know, and then you know, big introduction and walk on stage. I actually, even before shows, I'm normally out front meeting and talking to people and having a bit of crack. Annie's the very opposite. She likes her space in the dressing room and just does her makeup and, you know, and kind of sings a few songs. But for me, I've always found that hour before a gig, after the sound check's done and stuff, it's always just a little bit sort of, oh, come on, let's get going for me. So years ago, I started doing things like phone interviews and going out front and meeting people and chatting to people. So, it, horses for courses. We're all different.
That's it. How did yourself and Annie come to be performing and recording together?
We're husband and wife. I don't know if you know that or not, but Annie and I have been together for over 30 years now. So, and Annie was a singer. I don't know if you remember a wonderful all-female a cappella band called the Fallen Angels. And I went to one of their gigs in the Mother Red Caps in Dublin, met Annie, and the rest is history, as they say. And then over the years, you know, Annie has always done backing vocals, not just on my albums, but on lots and lots of albums, in like studio sessions. Mm. And then when we got married and we wanted to travel together, even though the concerts were billed as Kieran Goss shows, Annie would always be around and she'd maybe come up and sing a song or two, you know, particularly on the foreign tours, because we'd be away for months and stuff. So that kind of evolved into, you know, maybe singing a few more songs. And then we had the idea around 2018 to do the duo album, which is called Ode the Starlings. So we recorded that album. Unfortunately for us, it came out at the end of 19, and we had a huge amount of promotion lined up for it. But as we all know, what happened at the end of 19 into 20, the whole world went into lockdown. So I always feel it's an album we're very proud of and that we love. But I always feel it got slightly lost in the chaos of what was going on in the world. So when we're out touring now, we're singing songs from Ode the Starlings, but we're also singing songs that, you know, during the pandemic period, we live up in Sligo, so we were kind of home for 2 years, which is very unusual for us. So we used the time by writing new material. And so on all of the shows that we're doing at the moment, we always introduce maybe four or five new songs. And then some of the old favourites that people might know from my back catalogue, Out of My Head and Brand New Star and Just Around the Corner and songs like that, Claire. So it's a real mixture of songs. But that's in a very short summary, that's how we came together and how we came to make the duo album and to be doing this tour together.
And did you find lockdown a productive time for you? I know you said you were writing songs, but it's a long time to be living and working with the same person that you live and work with outside of COVID.
It is. We've always been good at finding space for ourselves. I come from a very big family. I'm one of 15 children. So my whole life, I've had that ability to love company and to love people. I consider myself fairly social. But I also, at a very early age, developed the art of finding a quiet corner and just creating space for myself, even if there was complete bedlam all around me.
Yeah.
And so And both for Annie would be a shyer, quieter person than I am. So she naturally is very good at finding her own space. And we have our routines. And in the pandemic, it was once we got over the initial shock, I think like everyone, and realized it was going to last a lot longer than originally they said it would be for a month. But it soon became clear that that wasn't going to happen. So we just made the decision that we would try and reshape the day and put a different shape on the day. And I was getting up early and doing, writing very early. And we have a dog, Bluebell. So Bluebell had to be walked and there was gardens to be done. And you know what? In a funny way, on that small micro personal level, it was actually quite a happy time for us. We live away out on the coast in Sligo. Oh, so,
which is just glorious part of the world.
It's as Annie famously said, we do this isolation anyway. That's how we live, you know. So, but, you know, not to be flippant about a very serious thing. It was a tough time and there was a funny atmosphere around in the world. Mm. But we were glad to get back to work again and we've kind of been playing catch up ever since. So to answer your question, there were pluses and minuses to it. But I think the art of survival is about making the best of whatever circumstances you're in. And I think we did that. I think we did that.
So there are 11 songs on Oh, the Starlings. And as you said, you wrote it in 2018, released it in 2019.
Yeah. Yes.
And out of that chemistry and that harmony that you create together, how did you come up with these particular 11 songs that you decided were going to make it? Yeah.
Some of them we wrote ourselves. The title track, Oh, the Starlings, was a song that myself and Annie wrote together. And we don't write together that much, but in that title track is one of them. Mm. Some of them are songs that Anne had kind of earmarked over the years. And, so everybody, it's hard to know. Sometimes you get to the point in the making of an album that you don't really know how you got all the songs together, but you did. So certainly for us, when we recorded the album in New York, so when we were over there, we were actually surprised at the huge amount of songs that we had to try out. And of that, I'd say we probably went in with 17 or 18 songs. Mm. And in the natural course of the recording process, we kind of whittled it down. The final song, the lullaby, is called Time to Go Sleeping. That's the only song that's actually an old one of ours, but it was one that I had written years and years ago, but never released, and we never sang it in public or anything like that. And it was Annie's idea to, why don't we finish the album with it? It seemed it was her idea, even though I wrote it maybe 30 odd years ago. She says that song really should be out there in the world, and that has proven correct, because probably I think the title track, Oh, the Starlings, is the one that maybe got the most attention. But after that, Time to Go Sleeping is a song that seems to have gone out into the world and people sing it to their children and their grandchildren. And it's amazing that you think, as the writer of the song, you think you know what it's about, but ultimately the public will always decide that. And I was quite amazed that not long after the album was out, like on social media and emails into the website and stuff, we kind of noticed a lot of people saw it as more like a funeral song, that it was actually a goodbye to someone who had died, which actually wasn't in my mind when I was writing it. It genuinely was like a children's lullaby. Mm-hmm. So songs become what they become once they're out there. And as the writer of the song, you don't necessarily get to decide what it means. It means what it means to the listener. So, but the good thing for me and the rewarding thing is that it feels like it has affected people and has touched people in whatever way that impacted in their own lives. So that's what you want as a writer. It's what you want as an artist. You want your songs to matter even more than you want them to be big commercial successes. And, you know, none of us will turn down commercial success if it comes along or if it's on offer. But more than anything for me, I love the idea that something I wrote went out into the world. And so for me and Annie as well on our shows, it's this, we don't go in for big production levels or big flashy shows. It's more about really trying to draw the audience in, and particularly when we haven't played in Esker Arts in Tullamore before. It's on Saturday night, but I do know that for me it's always lovely to go to a new venue and start that process of building an audience in a town. Years and years ago, I don't know, maybe over 20 years ago, I used to play in Tullamore the odd time, or maybe out in Forban and places like that, Heinies in Forban. But that seems like a lifetime ago now. And so for us in Ireland, after years and years of touring abroad, we kind of feel like we're starting again in Ireland. And it's exciting. And it's the great thing is the shows are selling out. So and there was kind of an audience still there. But just as things, you know, we were off living in the States for a while, and we lived in Germany for a while. So we, in ways, I suppose, the Irish audience might think we let it slip here, but and maybe that's true, but we're back touring again, and we have made the decision we want to keep touring in Ireland again, because there's nothing like playing to a home audience. It just feels comfortable. It feels as if they understand the in-jokes, they understand the crack, for want of a better word. And no matter how often you play in Germany, you just have to be more careful about how you phrase things, or so you know that they can understand what you're trying to say. So yeah, it's great to be home, and we're very much looking forward to the show in Tullamore.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned at the top of the program just some of those songs that people really know very well from you. And I it must at this stage, when you talk about a 30-year career and songs like Out of My Head, and those are songs. It must happen that you're somewhere and you hear one of those songs on the radio, or you hear somebody humming or singing along in there. Does that happen? What does that feel like?
It feels great. It's kind of part of. I think if someone said to you they didn't love that, then they'd be lying. You know, the strangest one for me was just last year, in Switzerland, and in the great scheme of how rock and roll we are, we were in one of those big on a day off, one of those big outdoor hardware places, you know, looking at doors and things. And in somewhere near Zurich, was in Switzerland anyway. In fact, it was a place called Peterlin, which is near Zurich. And lo and behold, I kind of thought, God, that music playing sounds a bit like Hollywood Boulevard, a song from the new album. And as we, Annie looked at me and said, is that Hollywood Boulevard? And so we stood and we kind of smirked. And at the end of it, The jingle came on for Radio Swiss Pop. You're listening to Radio Swiss Pop, you know. And I don't even know how they knew it or why they were playing it. But we later found out on that tour that Radio Swiss Pop had been playing Hollywood Boulevard a lot, because there was loads of people coming to shows, and that was the only song they knew.
Wow.
So getting songs played on the radio and you know, getting songs out there is a great thing, but for me, the highlight was when in the early days when Mary Black had a hit with a song of mine called Brand New Star.
Mm.
And I remember, and I was still a student up in Queens at the time, and I remember getting on a bus and the busman was whistling it. And I remember thinking, now that's what I call big time. There's a busman whistling a song that I wrote. So it's hard to know what the measure of success is, but that would be up there for me anyway, in the best moments of my career.
It's not too long ago, Kieran, that I saw very old TV footage of on one of those TV programmes, I'm not sure what one it was, of yourself and Francis Black singing Everybody Loves a Lover, which is one of those ones I find myself singing in the car all the time. It's such a great tune, and the pair of you did such a great job on it.
Thank you.
We are now at 8:15 and you're on stage in 15 minutes. Thank you so much for talking to us on the programme tonight. I hope you have a great night in Dáil, County Laois, and at least as good a night in Tullamore in the Eascar Arts Centre on Saturday.
Yes, it's, as I said, it's our first time playing in the Eascar Arts, and we're looking forward to it. So Saturday night, we'll see you all there. And thanks very much, Claire. It's been lovely talking to you.
And you too, Kieran. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that is the wonderful Kieran Goss. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play a pair of songs from that album, Oh, the Starlings. And we will start with that title track, Oh, the Starlings. You're listening to Encore on Midlands 103.
Encore. Thanks to Find Local Jobs. Take training seriously. Find great courses in your area now at findlocaljobs.ie.
Midlands 103.
If you happen to be in Dáil, County Laois tonight at the Hideout, or indeed in Esker Arts Centre on Saturday night, you can catch Kieran Goss and his wife Annie Kinsella performing that. It's the title track of their 2019 album, Oh the Starlings. And that is just about it from me. I kind of had a sense that I mightn't get to felt making tonight, but we will do it another night on the show. I'm going to say thank you very much for the pleasure of your company. I look forward to talking to you next week with more of the best of what's happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. I know that the great Joe Cooney is in the building and looking forward to bringing you all the music that you love every single night, as he does here on Country Roads, and he will be with you after the news at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to play out with that beautiful song that Kieran mentioned on the programme. It's called Time to Go Sleeping. It's not a bad song to end a programme on, is it? Take care of yourself. Good night.